I'm here with Robert Jambard, who works for Infotech.
I work for GL Trade Switzerland and now SunGuard. But used to be Infotech 3 years ago. That's how things have started.
Yes. Okay, and you have a product called Market Map.
Yes.
Tell me about Market Map.
Market Map. I can put it in a very nice way.
Yeah,
are we allowed to do comparative
sure.
advertisement?
If you like.
You know, today when we talk about Market Map, we show a big ad with a young guy having Market Map in front of him and a framed picture with an old man in front of a terminal. And the ad says, my father used to use a Bloomberg.
Okay.
Market Map is the young technology market data terminal that is today on everybody's mouth and brain.
Okay, so here's a question for you. Given that in the last couple of days, a lot of the conversation has been about the importance of non-economic factors in market governance, the whole corporate responsibility issue. How does that play in with what you're doing with Market Map, or does it? Is that someone else's concern?
This question is too complex for people like me.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, I don't know. We sell a product
to
people who are focused on economic facts of life or financial facts of life. No, we don't worry about the rest. I mean, we personally worry about the rest, but we don't worry about them, not in Market Map, at least.
Okay, no, that's a good answer. So does that...
But Market Map is a green product. It's a very environment-friendly, if you want to know that.
Tell me about
it. Yeah, because it's an ASP. We don't deploy, we don't install, we don't require a dedicated PC, we don't have dedicated cables, we don't have infrastructures, servers, we don't have all that stuff. So you can run Market Map from wherever you are, over the wire, just here we go.
Well, that seems like a big issue, the idea of distributed infrastructure in that way, of decentralizing where information is kind of kept so that you don't need that kind of volume of physical infrastructure in order to have access to information.
Absolutely. There's nothing required. You just need username and password, and this is probably the most environment-friendly thing that you can carry with you.
So in terms of future planning for the market, that reduced costs, I mean, reduced the kind of massively...
It reduced costs, but then it also helps people manage the costs, not only reduce costs. It allows companies to become transparent.
Yeah.
Transparent in the way they deal with market data, the way they report it, the way they distribute it, the way they use it. It gives you habits of people. I mean, you can know from user one to user N who uses what, when, how often. Mm-hmm. These kind of things that allows organizations to fine-tune the usage of market data to their exact needs and requirements.
So transparency seems to be one of the big issues that's coming out in terms of what's possible because of distributed information kind of networks, I guess.
That's what gets us business currently because, you know, we are in a business that is a substitution business. We don't win... When we win a new client, it's someone else's client. And those people who switch vendors, they come to us because we help them with Market Map to be more transparent with themselves, but also with the data source owners, with the way they run their business, with everything. Whereas the others are apparently said to be very opaque.
Yeah.
You pay a bill, it's an all you can eat. Don't try to find in the details. It just, you know, poof, the whole thing, here you go, do it. And that's why we're getting there.
Sounds great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.